We saw in that initial example, we're going to need all the lines we can get, given that we're... He says later on in one of the slides, if at all possible, don't use more than one ICS 214 per day. We'll see it. Don't submit more than one.
Don't submit more than one front page. You can have as many back pages as you need, but only one front page.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, that could be. Okay. On slide 25 of the presentation, it appears that he's now transitioning to the initial objective of talking about there's different formats for ICS 214s. And it appears this is called a unit/activity log. I believe this is the fire service format. I'm not sure. But it certainly is a little bit different format from what we saw with the ZR form. At this time, I'll take a look at another form, which was a reference that I included, and you'll see what's called the HICS, Hospital Incident Command System.
That's in tonight's handouts.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of blue, but here's an example of how the hospitals record what's going on in Orange County whenever there's an incident, be it a power outage or a mass casualty incident or what have you. And it's kind of interesting. We see here that basically the same information is captured as in all the other ICS formats. But I thought that might be
an operational log.
Yeah, it's an operational log, but it's basically the HICS 214. Again, HICS stands for Hospital Incident Command System. So now we have we've looked at slide 25 and 26. We looked at the HICS example. Now moving on to slide 27. Okay, we're back to front and back of the ZR form, and we've already talked about that.
I think that slide was comparing the other version of the ICS 214 with the ZR, showing that there's call sign and stuff in that second section.
Right. Yeah.
Comparing right. The two forms.
It's comparing the forms and the fact that in the ZR there's places for communicator specific information. Good point. Slide 28. Moving on. Now, as we go through this slide and the subsequent slides, keep handy again the ZRICS system sheet, which summarizes the SAL levels. And over on the right, it says normal, notification, activation, mobilization, or recovery. Because we're gonna be jumping back and forth a bit to that. Now, his first bullet, the ICS 214, for each day you are assigned to an incident, including your off days. Incident must account for your assignment. So the question I have is, it must account for your assignment from what SAL level to what SAL level? Looking at the kinds of information we already know we're capturing, and looking at the this the summary of the NAM, Notification Activation Mobilization Form. For example, would we be capturing the incident must account for your assignment? Okay, that would suggest that it's only when you're assigned or given a mobilization code that your assignment starts.
When I read this, I assumed it was a multi-day incident away from where you can't go home.
Right.
And you're going to work X number of days and they're going to give you a day off. While you're working, so you're all the way up to South 6.
Yeah.
Then when they say, okay, tomorrow you've got the day off, you still turn in a 214, but at that point you've gone down to South 3. And then after your day off and you get reassigned at the end, then you start working down through the cell levels the second time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think because when you're on assignment, they are, and this would reinforce what you're saying, because you're on assignment and you're probably going to get reimbursed to some degree from the finance section, even when you're off duty, say you're staged somewhere and you're off duty, those things that you do, going to breakfast, going to lunch, going to dinner, whatever, just as we saw in that initial example, would be logged in the steno pad and ultimately on the 214.
Which makes you wonder, on your days off, you're still getting paid. And if you are, is it lesser pay? Like you're not having this duty pay?
Yeah,
just on?
Yeah. Don't know. So, okay. Getting back to slide 28.
Chances are we're not going to get paid.
Right.
No, we don't get paid.
We'll get a certificate at the end.
Maybe.
Maybe. If we show up.
Charlie gives a certificate even at the city, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, second bullet on slide 28 talks. ICS 214 is an official incident document. We've already heard it's turned in daily. It is not your personal log. Therefore, we got to have a steno pad. We already said that. And obviously, we got to try to make it legible because it could become a legal document during an investigation. Slide 29. It says identifies incident name, obviously. Now the incident name and number, that as we've already seen, is on the activation checklist as well. Again, there's one of the takeaways a lot of people are getting from this refresher course is that we're handling a lot of forms. We're entering in those various forms the same pieces of information, duplicating ourselves all over the place, including the steno pad.
Well, the steno pad is the initial document, and all the forms that it filled out are from information from the steno pad.
Right. And following up, and the secondary documents, the checklist, the 214, whatever, are turned in. So it seems to me that the way to keep our heads straight on this thing is to think in terms of, again, keeping a log in the steno pad. That's got to be our number one goal. And then we sort out where we can use this information. And I would suggest to the people listening on the tape that we constantly be looking at these forms and making a mental note. Oh, on the vehicle safety inspection, it asks for the incident number and the incident name and things like that. And check-in time, check-in out time. There's a wealth of hints on every one of these forms of what kinds of things we ought to be putting in the stenopad. For most of us, we're a single resource, so we only list ourselves as a resource. And we already talked about if a person like Charlie or his assistant radio officers would list possibly members of the RACES group. Now we're on to slide 30. Oh, let me go back to slide 29. If you were a unit leader, and if we had only field operations and EOC operations, then we would probably we'd list what to ZRICS position codes as direct reports.
2F and 2R, right?
Yeah, 2F and 2R, right on. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, in our small group, probably that's it. We're probably not going to be listing 2O for observer because we're spread too thin. We don't have observers in our next life. Okay, slide 30. Again, the topic is 214 log entries, and there's a lot of redundancy here, but we record all significant events, or those that we want to remember. It seems to me that we could probably summarize every one of these slides into, you know what we've learned way back when. Jot down who, what, where, when, why, and how. Every detail. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. And we already talked about who notified us and what their callback number is. We already talked about that would be on the checklist, ultimately used on the checklist. Time transmitted status and availability details to the resource net. That's an interesting one. Let's take a look at the activation checklist handout. And specifically, look at the SAL levels. Now it says here on for a SAL 2, only when we get to a SAL 2 do we start our daily 214, item number 6. Yet on the slide here it says time transmitted our status and availability. Now when do we do that? At only a SAL 2?
That's a SAL 1.
It's a SAL 1, exactly. So I'd submit to you that we're collecting information at SAL 1 for our 214. And we probably started at a SAL 1.
And I wouldn't even start at 214 until the end of the day.
Well, but our memo pad, our steno pad, we're collecting information as soon as we hit SAL 1.
Right.
You're right. You would summarize your 214 at the end of the day. Why would you want to do that at the end of the day?
It's probably when I only have time to do it.
Yeah. Well, one of those other slides says that we need to make our entries concise. On the 214, okay, and probably only at the end of the day would we be able to see the big picture and be able to put it in the right chronology. If we did what on our steno pad? And next to it put?
Time.
Yeah, that time would be key. Okay, slide 30. Moving on to 31. Now, other entries of significance, vehicle safety inspections, activities. We saw that